Monday.
That'll get people listening to the radio, right? Just that.
Get it out.
Yeah. All right, so here we are on this Monday, the Friday poll. Let's go back. I want to turn back the hands of time. What's that good song? There's a good song.
Turn if back. I could turn back time.
Yes, that's one of them. There are several of them. That would be Jennifer Horn's voice. Then there's Roberta Fasanelli, who's around, and Richie and Heather and me.
If I could put time in a bottle.
Yeah, that's
Roberta's
a good one.
Been very quiet today.
Jim Croce.
If
really?
I can turn back time.
Why did you have to say that, Jennifer?
Sorry.
We like it when she's quiet.
What do you think about the USA women's soccer team wearing greatness has been found shirts was the poll question Friday at DougStephan.com. 44% of you who responded to this at DougStephan.com said they earned it. What's the prob? 21% of you said seems a bit out of place at the Olympics. 23% said it represented no class on their part. Let's see. 7% said poor sportsmanship, they ought to know better. And 5% said, now that is truth in advertising. So what was the big problem? I never did. Greatness has been found.
It's not humble.
Egotistical.
Made
it sound like egomaniacs?
Yeah, a bit.
Really? The poll today, probably the final one on the Olympics, what was your favorite performance from the closing ceremonies? The Spice Girls, One Direction, Queen, The Who, anything else? Or did you watch the closing ceremony? I watched a little bit of it last night, but nothing.
Did something happen with Dexy's Midnight Runners where they couldn't get on stage?
I don't have the slightest idea. Anybody know the story behind that story?
I heard something that alluded to the fact that they're still in the green room, meaning it ran long and they got bumped.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Huh. All right, well, there are a number of things that are here at DougStephan.com that came from the Olympics. We had talked about the Spice Girls reuniting to wrap up the thing. Much ado about nothing, frankly. One of the things that comes out of the Olympics and events like that are ways for you to make your life better. We saw a lot of people exercising, running, doing extraordinary things, and even if you aren't looking for gold medal, you can look to some of the Olympians for exercise inspiration. So at DougStephan.com, we've rounded up 15 new moves that any one of you can add to your workout based on 5 different Olympic sports. Maybe you ought to try them. This would be a good thing for us to run through with Andrea Metcalf as well. Gymnastics. How many people are able to lie with your lower back firmly pressed into a mat, lift your legs straight out in front of you, and extend your arms straight above your head? That was one of the things from the head of the gymnastics team. How many people have tried that?
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. You can?
Yeah.
All right, can you balance out on the, can you sort of lift up your stomach, arch it up over backwards? God, I'm doing it in the chair. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't understand what you're asking. Wait, say it again.
I'm asking, well, here's one for you, Jennifer.
Okay.
Handstand push-ups.
No.
No.
Girl push-ups? Yes.
No.
What's a girl push-up? Using from the waist up.
Yeah, knees, you're on your,
right?
You're on your knees.
Knees.
Yeah.
Wimp.
Whatever.
Really? Okay, so you can't do that. And if
can you do a handstand push-up?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Get up against the
wall. I want to see it right now.
Up against the wall.
Heather, take a picture and post it on Facebook.
Yeah,
if you can
I want to
go do it right
too.
Now.
All right. I'm trying to host this radio program at the moment.
All right. In the break.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. She's going to post a picture on Facebook.
Right. Put your money where your mouth is.
There you go.
Baby.
All right. So the medal count, for those of you who want to be proud of the American team, and I guess that's one of the questions, are you proud of the teams that represented America? 800-510-8255. We had pretty good accomplishment. 146 medals overall, 46 gold, 29 silver, 29 bronze, 29 silver, 46 gold. The Chinese had 38 gold, 27 silver, and 22 bronze. Russians had 82 altogether, 24 gold, 25 silver, and 33 bronze. I wonder if they tax the Russian Olympians or the Chinese Olympians for what they gain having been in the Olympics like the United States, the IRS wants to do here.
Well, they're not going to. They've introduced the legislation.
Yeah,
some congressmen. No, it hasn't.
We need, after all, we need the tax revenue to help with all of these great programs. The one that we're touting today is the question that we have in our social media about, what was it, 13 addresses responsible for $86 million in tax refunds, 53,000 tax returns filed by people who are trying to present themselves as quasi-legal so that they can get green cards or whatever. Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's your tax dollars at work, folks. Check that story out and respond to it if you like to. The social media would be twitter.com. No, it's Twitter at it's twitter.com at Good Day Show, right? I always forget.
Just at Good Day Show.
At Good Day Show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we've done a little profiling of our own here on the Good Day program, looking at the medals that went to countries we just don't like. And Iran is on the top of that list, those bums from Iran. Although I shouldn't say that, because really the people in Iran are much different than the government. Have you,
yes.
Anybody know that? The people in Iran don't like the government. They dislike it more than we dislike our government, to the point. And I didn't remember this, but in the last election, I'm a dinner jacket, and his pals knocked off the other person running for the presidency. So, and they killed a lot of people that were vocal in Iran. And it's a pretty sophisticated country, by the way. And yet they still can get away with that sort of thing there. And that's what the country is. 80% of the country is opposed to the government. But they have such a stranglehold on all services that it's almost not quite, because somebody's going to find a way to do it. They're not able to break down this religious craziness that goes on. And you heard on Friday, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, the former minister of defense in Iran admitted that they do have a nuclear program in the works, and as soon as it's operable, they're going to use it to annihilate Israel. That's their goal.
No, they won't.
Well, they
Israel's going to blow everything they have nuclear out of the of the bunker in the next 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's our.
So I'm confused. When you were talking about the medal counts.
Yes.
I just went to NBC.com,
yes,
medal count, you know, 2012 standings by nation.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They have four categories.
Mm-hmm.
Overall,
yeah.
Okay, United States with the golds and the total medal count. Men.
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
And mixed.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What's and mixed?
Full breakout.
Mixed would have been those people that used all the condoms.
Maybe together? Is it a total together?
Maybe.
Or is it,
but it doesn't
like
come out to the number that I said. Is that what you're saying?
No, no, no. I just wanted to go see.
Well, there's certainly different ways.
I don't know of any mixed sports where men and women play together. Do you?
I was just trying to figure that. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know either.
So I'm wondering, okay, is this like... I don't know.
You know, I saw the strangest game over the weekend. Did you guys see the weird handball game?
Yes, I
like it. Anybody get that?
I like it. It's kind of like a mix between soccer and basketball.
Basketball. And those girls.
Why can't they have baseball as an Olympic sport instead of that stuff that nobody cares about or nobody watches? Thank you for responding in the way that I expected. There's no answer to that. Okay, so we're out of the Olympics. You need to check out today's video at DougStefan.com. It's a video of 128 skydivers who jump in unison to break the world skydiving record. No?
That's just, it makes me so nervous. Even looking at the still
shot
of
it,
looking at all of these people in the air, like, can you imagine when they pull their cords? Like, what if one happens to tangle?
Yeah, getting tangled up.
Oh, my gosh.
How is this different from, look at the picture, and you can see what we're talking about. But how is it different than, let's say, paratroopers dropping out of a plane over
they
France
seem a little
or
more organized than if you look at this. It doesn't look terribly organized.
The picture that it starts with, if you look at the way it starts anyway, it looks like they're all just floating.
Yeah,
just
flying around.
You know, bumping into each other at 4 miles high. Now, who thinks that's a great idea? I don't know.
Would you do this?
No.
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 No. Anyone?
No.
We already know Doug's answer. I would skydive.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it with 128 people.
No.
All right.
That's an accident waiting to happen.
It would
seem. It's 138.
What'd I say?
128.
Sorry.
Good Lord.
It says 128 in one of our, I guess I'm looking at two different things here. We contradict ourselves on the website.
Oh,
128, one, and then 138.
The video contradicts itself, too.
Oh,
no, it doesn't.
Oh. All right, at any rate. The important thing is that these people are
crazy.
Apparently, yeah.
Yes.
So are you proud of the American team and its accomplishments? 800-510-8255. Are you somebody who is searching for love but not encountering it in your workplace or social circles? Have you wondered about whether to try online dating but felt unsure or kind of shy? You didn't want to try it because you're shy? Have the years been passing you by and you keep thinking, love will come my way, but not sure on what day, and yet it hasn't come your way? You worried that you'll always have to continue showing up at family dinners and weddings and social functions all by yourself? Everybody else is partnered up. How come people are not being attracted to you, or you're not being attracted to other people? You want to be loved. We know that. You want to feel the connection to somebody special. And you can do that. There are lots of people who are online. You need a guide to go over all of the various, what is it, eHarmony. How many different of these sites can you name?
Oh, my gosh.
eHarmony.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Plenty of Fish, OKCupid, eHarmony, Match.com, mm-hmm. JDate, Christian Singles, Catholic
Singles.
Well,
you know all of them, Jen.
My new favorite, Farmers
Date.
Only.
Yeah,
really?
Exactly.
Yes, it's Farmers Only.
Wow.
Love it.
There you go. All right, so you can go to cyberwink.net, cyberwink.net, N-E-T, cyberwink.net, and you can find this book that gives you the rundown, the advice on all of these various sites, and you pay for it for $12.99, which is less than three Starbucks lattes. Can you meet somebody in a Starbucks?
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People meet people in pet stores and stuff. If you're looking for love online, chances are someone close to you is doing the same thing, somebody that you could find. The best book about online dating and a few quick specific hints as to how to use the cyber world is to go to cyberwink.net and get the book for $12.99. All right? Cyberwink.net has the clue for you.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Tonight on NBC, look in the car next to you or the neighbor across the street. They're among you.
Have you been seeing strange things?
This is the life of Detective Nick Burkhardt.
You are one of the last grips.
And only he can see what creatures hide in plain sight.
This is no fairy tale. The stories are real.
The season premiere of Grimm, after the two-hour series premiere of Stars, Earned Stripes, tonight on NBC.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit utopiasilver.com, UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I don't know how far we're going to get with this. I do imagine that Danny Bonaducci in his present state was a member of the Partridge Family and sang this kind of music. This is Danny's birthday. Birthdays for Monday, the 13th of August, include Mr. Bonaducci, who's probably tried every form of chemical enhancement one could connect with, right?
Oh, sure.
And survived. Live to tell about it.
Right, because of his wife.
Yeah.
His not his wife anymore.
Oh,
guys.
She finally left him.
Yeah, no, and he's remarried to somebody else and living in Seattle doing radio. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know, but this woman he married the first night he met her or something. And
Gretchen, that was his first wife. And yeah, they met the first night because she said she wouldn't do the naughty unless she was married.
Really?
Yeah.
So he married her. And they stayed together for quite a while.
And then they woke up the next morning, and what was it? He was too drunk, and he's like, "What's your name?" And she said, "Mrs. Bonaducci, don't forget it." And then, but I think it's kind of cool because she, apparently, you know, he had some bad addictions and everything. And one day he went to go leave to go out, and she went and stood in front of the car and said, "You're not leaving here." And he said, "Well, I'm going to run you over." And she said, "Go ahead." And she took control of him and helped him kick it all.
Yeah, it was good. All right, so that's a good story. Today's Fidel Castro's birthday.
Aw, happy birthday, Fidel.
Fidel Castro's birthday is today.
He's not doing too well.
No, he's not. Kevin Teague, who is somebody that you'd recognize if you saw him, a character actor whose birthday is today. Pat Harrington also, who was Schneider. On One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
I remember him.
I loved him.
Yeah.
This is it.
Happy Schneider. Birthday.
Right, yeah. Now, Andy Griggs, we did a survey around the room, and nobody seemed to know who this guy is. He did a song called You Won't Ever Be Lonely.
Oh, no, you'll know this song. He's a one-hit kind of guy. It's a great song.
He's 39 today.
But I promise you now.
I don't know. You know this song if you're a country music fan.
I'm not a country music fan.
I am.
I found a new book that I thought you'd be interested in is Parents. The six most important decisions you'll ever make.
No, what are they?
The fellow who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens, the six most important decisions you'll ever make. Ready? You want to count them down with our big voiced announcer? Or shall I give them to you?
Just give them to me.
All right. Most important decision you'll ever make is deciding what you're going to do about your schooling and your education and what your attitude will be when you're in school. I can't argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
Mm-hmm.
Sets the tone. Second most important decision you ever make as somebody growing up is who your friends are, what type of friends you choose, and what kind of a friend you will be. This is from a book called The 6 Most Important Decisions You'll Ever Make. Number 3, getting along, understanding, and caring about your parents. Getting along with your parents. That's got to be a two-way street, though, doesn't it? I mean, parents and children together. I was this plane I rode back on yesterday morning. When I came back from Charlotte yesterday, there was a woman with a baby on this plane that I just wanted to smack.
The woman or the baby?
This woman.
Oh, good.
She was so outrageous and the most selfish. Just amazing, the faces and the things that she said to this baby.
Aww.
And the poor thing was crying, and it was all about, this woman was all about her, and grumping about this and that and everything else, and I thought, get that baby away from this woman, because what's this kid going to end up being?
Some people shouldn't be allowed to be
awful.
Parents.
Flying with kids is definitely a stressful thing.
Stressful,
if you can't handle it anyway, that's a very stressful situation.
The six most important decisions, let's see, we're on number four, dating and your sexuality, and at what point and what do you know about sex and your sexualities, deciding those things. What do you do about smoking, drinking, drugs, and other addictive stuff? Is number five on the list of six most important decisions. And six is, will you respect yourself? Will you choose to respect yourself? I think those are wonderful things from the six most important decisions you'll ever make. 28.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at QuickenLoans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit JDPower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Program where fantasy meets reality. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, looking at some of the issues of the day or thinking about them as we talk about them and get everybody's point of view, yours especially at 800-510-8255. Jennifer follows the social media for us here on Good Day, and you're following, as usual, two or three different threads in the conversation, right?
Sure am, actually. A couple of things from some listeners. One is something for you. There's an article that one of our listeners posted called An Impressive Collection of Dairy Bottles from the Herald Dispatch. Yeah. And she wrote a little note with it saying, we had keys to the front door of practically every home on our route at one time. Something unheard of today, but there was a time when we unlocked the customer's front door, put the milk in the refrigerator, and never thought anything.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So check out that article at facebook.com/goodday show. Plus, a listener from El Paso, Ricardo, sent us a link to an article that he was kind of outraged about. He said the citizens of El Paso are getting the old, you know,
Shafter-Rooney.
Yeah. City Council is demolishing its own $39 million city hall to make room for a small stadium at taxpayer expense. Really? They plan on decentralizing city services by purchasing and retrofitting dilapidated buildings. One building is worth $500,000, but the city is offering $11 to $12 million for it.
So check out the link to the article.
That's kind of interesting if you're in El Paso.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Roberta.
Yes, dear.
I have been doing some research. We were talking about population growth the other day, and I got a response from somebody. By the way, the email is doug@dougsteffen.com, jennifer@dougsteffen.com, heather@dougsteffen.com, rich@dougsteffen.com, roberta@dougsteffen.com. You remember the other day we were talking about population growth, and I expressed my concern about it not only in our country, but in Africa, India, where the droughts are more pronounced than the one we have here this year, everybody's looking for a way to feed all of these people. By the year 2050, the UN predicts that our planet will be inhabited by 2 billion more humans than now live here. And so the question is, will the 2050s concentrated agricultural feeding operations be able to handle the food requirements of the population? This fellow says yes. there is research in the new food frontier that will change the reality of how people eat. So, I decided I would do a little researching of this myself and found that this growing trend, people have ideas that are being consumerized. Is that the right word? Consumerized. That makes sense, doesn't it?
That's
the
word. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. And by the way, this story is tied to a word that I might as well lay on you now. This is the 2020, say it again there, 2020 word quiz question. This word is the key to the future of our planet, according to these researchers. Are you ready for the word?
Ready.
You can look it up, and then you'll tell me. And the first person who does this at 800-510-8255 will win a swell prize, including, what, all of the things that we have that are available for subscription.
We have
subscription.
Doug Steffen paraphernalia,
yes,
as well as wonderful Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, and Handyman subscriptions.
Right. Here's the word that you need to understand and define. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll spell it for you because it's easier to spell it than it is to pronounce it. ENTOMOPHAGY. Entomophagy. I guess it is. Is that about entomophagy?
Easy for you to say.
ENTOMOPHAGY. That's the future of the planet. With this, the planet will survive, according to these researchers at the UN Food and Agricultural Organization. They met in Rome last month to discuss the potential benefits of using entomophagy. I think it is. Entomophagy. I think that's how you pronounce it.
I will not.
Entomophagy. That's entomophagy.
Spell it one more time.
ENTOMOPHAGY. Entomophagy.
Entomophagy.
All right. So we'll see if we get somebody to work on this. Give us a minute or so whilst we tackle another issue, and then we'll come back to this. All right. The future of the planet rests.
Ew.
I believe they've found it.
Ew.
All right. So this is your future, Richie.
Ew.
All I'm saying is there better be chocolate involved in this somewhere.
All right. 800-510-8255. I'll spell it one more time. ENTOMOPHAGY.
And if you think about the
what is it?
Word, it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of items from the police blog, police blotter.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them having to do with malfeasance. The most recent being this weekend, where in Times Square, a man who bystanders said was just kind of skipping through Times Square with a kitchen knife. Pursued by police, shot and killed by police. Man was approached by officers because he'd been smoking marijuana. He drew the knife, tied on a blue bandana, and he ran away from them. The tourists in Times Square were shocked to watch this thing take place. The man was taunting the police, and then he fled. And then apparently the SWAT team arrived. They really, I guess that what my takeaway from this is that they overreacted to it. Why would you? They tried to pepper spray him, and he stopped, I guess, five or six times, and then they finally shot him. But why? Because he was smoking marijuana?
Well, because he was waving a knife at them.
Knife.
So you can't shoot his arm? We have to shoot him and kill him? You can't shoot his arm?
It's a pretty good shot to shoot an arm.
Really? Wyatt Earp used to do it all the time.
Oh, what if you miss?
Shoot him again?
Where's the bullet go?
Rich, let's not get too technical.
Center mass.
All right, so here's another story. This one will certainly upset you. You ready?
Sure.
Ready to be upset.
Sure.
This is the story of Kenneth Chamberlain, 68-year-old former Marine, retired correctional officer with a heart condition. He set off accidentally his Life Aid medical alert while sleeping in his apartment.
Oh, no.
He was not contacted. That is, the police were trying to get to him, and they couldn't. So they burst into his apartment. They ended up, however, killing him. He was annoyed because he was apparently pushed the button while he was asleep. They came to his door, banged on his door, couldn't get in, so they broke the door down. He got up out of bed, bleary-eyed and annoyed, and the officer said, when he said, "I don't know where you're here, I'm fine." They said, "Well, we want to check you out." And they apparently they bring in these new police cameras now, and the police camera footage shows that they, when they forced their way in, he was in his boxer shorts, and they tasered him immediately.
Why would they taser him?
There's no, that's the reason the family is suing the police, because there was no way that he presented any kind of a danger. The guy came up out of his bed to go to the door. The police were there. He said, "Go away, I'm fine." And instead, they broke the door down
and tasered him.
And tasered him.
"Sir, you may be having a heart attack. Let me taser you."
Yeah, right. That's really it. The police say that he threatened them with a knife. However, strangely enough, that's not on the video of the, and this is their video. They bring video. Apparently, is that true now in New York, Roberta? The police have to bring a video camera or team or somebody in every time they go on one of these domestic calls?
Really? I didn't know about that.
Apparently,
but I believe
rule.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So they want to make sure that everything's on video, but somehow or other they say, the police say, this guy came after him with a knife, but it doesn't appear on the video that they, the police, shot.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the knife? Why is this guy dead? That's a question worth asking.
Crazy.
Yeah. More than crazy. All right, so that's that story. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're still working on this. We'll discuss entomophagy. Entomophagy? I'm still not sure I'm pronouncing it right.
Entomophagy.
Entomophagy. And what it is and why it may be the future, if not of the world, certainly the future of Roberta's house. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Tonight on NBC, look in the car next to you for the neighbor across the street. They're among you.
Have you been seeing strange things?
This is the life of Detective Nick Burkhart.
You are one of the last grips.
And only he can see what creatures hide in plain sight.
This is no fairy tale. The stories are real.
The season premiere of Grimm, after the two-hour series premiere of Stars Earning Stripes, tonight on NBC.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
School is almost back in session. But before chasing after the school bus, packing lunches every day, and helping with homework assignments every night, make sure your children look sharp on the first day of class. Worried that the summer wardrobe doesn't have enough life for the school year? There's good news for you and your wallet. There's no need to purchase all new school clothes for your children this season. Freshen up what's already in the closet by adding 1 cup of Arm & Hammer baking soda to your next load of laundry. It will give your liquid detergent the boost to work harder for you and your family. Baking soda is one of the most versatile and affordable household products. And when added to the wash, it can help get clothes cleaner, fresher, brighter. For more information and to learn about the countless uses for baking soda as you prepare for the school year, check out Arm & Hammer on the web at armandhammer.com or visit Arm & Hammer's Facebook page, facebook.com/armandhammer. That's armandhammer.com and facebook.com/armandhammer.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of... who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like you. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
800-510-8255. It's Doug or all the rest of the members of the team here at DougStefan.com. It's a way you can connect with us. Plus, on the social media side, Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. The focus on this word, what it means, and how it is the future of our planet. E-N-T-O-M-O. How did you pronounce it, Roberta?
Entomophagy.
Yeah, I think we're putting the accent on the wrong syllable.
Entomophagy?
I think it's ento.
Ento.
Because in the other word, which will become very clear in a minute, yeah. it's ento.
All right. Hal's in Monroe, Louisiana, listening to Good Day. Hi, Hal.
Hey.
How are we doing?
Good.
On our way to work. Did you have breakfast?
It's actually Tom.
Oh, Tom. It's good. Yeah. Nice job.
Hi, Tom.
Who's answering the phone, Richie? Nice job. Anyway, Tom, hi. Should we start over again? The word quiz spelled out E-N-T-O-M-O-P-H-A-G-Y. What does that refer to?
Practice of eating insects.
Eating insects. That is correct. How did you know that?
Well, I knew the ento was going to have to do with insects, and then I Googled it real quick.
How'd you Google it? Aren't you driving? Are you driving?
He pulled over.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I pulled over.
Did you really?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Yeah.
Just wink, wink. Yes, he did.
Right, yeah, he did. All right, so have you ever had any bugs, any insects in your diet, Hal?
Not on purpose, no.
Not on purpose. All right, so I'm going around the room here, Hal. We're going to find out if anybody in here other than Roberta has had insects either on purpose or not. Heather, have you ever eaten an insect?
I have not, but if I do, there better be chocolate.
Chocolate involved. All right. Jennifer.
Actually, I did not, but we had someone who came in to the studio that I work at during the day with gourmet bugs. I mean, they had, like, big ants and spiders and all kinds of
things. I went to a UN. I remember going to a UN dinner a few years ago, and they had this whole room filled with stuff like this.
Yeah, it's like gourmet. It's like some movement.
One of them, this would be, people love this. There's a new food service in San Francisco in the Mission District called Mosto. It's a bar, M-O-S-T-O. And the woman who runs it is Monica Martinez. She has created a lot of stir because of how she fixes. For example, she pairs wax moth larvae with slivers of potato cooked in duck fat.
That sounds great.
Sprinkled with worm salt. And they are served
worm
side
salt.
By side. As it turns out, wax moth larvae doesn't taste all that different from potatoes.
Huh.
A little salty, a little smoky. Mostly, though, the thing that apparently, according to this woman, tastes better is the fetus from... I thought that's what larvae were the fetus.
Yeah, little eggs.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, so anyway, restaurants around the world now showcasing insects. There's an Indian eatery in Vancouver serving flatbread made out of roasted crickets. At Typhoon,
crickets are big.
An Asian
big.
Restaurant in Santa Monica, you get silkworm larvae stir-fried in soy, sugar, and white pepper.
Yum.
All right, so that's the future, Hal. You get the prize. Yum.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Snoopy, come home from the movie of the same name, number one at the box office during this week in 1972, which quickly brings us into movie moments, 54 past the hour on Monday. Chuck Curry is here, the movie man on Good Day. He's going to bring us the top five at the box office, the totals for this week. I don't know if there are any surprises here or not. I don't think that there are. Before we get there, though, let's get you into the movie in our contest box. This movie was number one during this week in 1982. 1980, so 30 years ago. Richie, you'd have been about right for this.
I was a senior in high school.
And I think you'll get this on the first, I'm betting, you'll get it on the first clip. Here's what we do here. We get three clips from this movie. You have an opportunity to listen and win by dialing us at 800-510-TALK. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, here's your chance. First clip.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron. Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Got it.
Calm down, will you, please. Chucker, you got it?
I believe I have it, yeah.
All right, let's get the next clip.
All I hear some tasty waves, cool buzz.
This is another John Hughes movie, isn't it?
Don't I remember it is not. No,
oh, isn't
not.
It? I thought it was.
No.
All right, Heather hasn't got it.
No. I don't have it either.
Oh, come on. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
All right, last
one. What are you people? On dope?
All right. pretty much makes it easy. 800-510-8255 to identify that movie.
Still don't have it, Jen?
No, I was three.
Really? It's very popular that summer, that movie.
Yeah,
all right, so, Chucka, what do you have? Let's do the box office totals before we do movie news, all right?
Okay, Doug, well, that is my movie news. No real surprise. The Bourne Legacy, the fourth entry in the Bourne franchise in which Jeremy Renner takes over the franchise from Matt Damon. Number one at the box office. A solid, but I would say not stupendous, $40.2 million. The reason I say not stupendous because it had a somewhat of a drop Friday to Saturday, and that's a sign that word of mouth is okay, but not outstanding.
That's all. So, it was good.
Yeah, Rich, I didn't get a chance to see it. Rich said he liked the film. Number two was The Campaign, the political comedy with Will Ferrell.
I saw that. Oh, that was interesting.
27.4 million. That's a pretty good opening, number two. The Dark Knight Rises dropped to number three after 3 weeks of number one, 19.5. 400 million here in the U.S., nothing to sneeze at, but it is $50 million off the pace of the last Batman film, The Dark Knight. Number four was Hope Springs with Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep. Plays for $15.6 million over the weekend, $20 million since Wednesday. It's a solid opening. And Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, which is a franchise geared to young children, $8.230 million in 2 weeks release. Two movies opening this week, Jennifer Garner and The Odd Life of Timothy Green, a live-action film from Disney, heavily promoted, and that opens on Wednesday. And Sylvester Stallone's Expendables 2 opens next Friday.
I didn't have to do any heavy lifting to figure out what will be number one next weekend. Because of Stallone has a bigger, Schwarzenegger has a bigger, much bigger role in this film, doesn't
he? I got to tell you, in the trailers, there's some real cheesy dialogue in the trailers.
Well, what do you expect? It's going to be the whole thing's a cheese ball.
I'll be back.
It's cheesy, and it's like really cheesy, and this is like,
really,
you know, I'm back. And then one guy goes, are you a Terminator? I mean... That's pretty silly.
The whole thing is supposed to be
I'm
silly.
I'm going
to
see it, though.
It's silly. Of course, everybody will go see it because they want to see who else is in it big time besides Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
Chuck Norris.
Norris is in it.
Yeah, you got Chuck Norris, Van Damme. Van Damme's in it. Plays the villain.
Did they bring...
Jason Statham back and Jet Li.
Right. So there you go. All right.
The only person missing of consequence would be
Bruce Willis.
Steven Seagal.
Bing Rames is going to guest star in Hawaii 5-0. Did you see that? He's going to play a soldier from Scott Kahn's old district in New Jersey where he was a policeman.
No, but I know he's starring in a TNT medical series.
Bing Rames is.
Yeah.
So he's come to television like a lot of other people. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
They wanted him to.
They did. All right, so shall we get the answer to our question? Let's identify the movie in question here. We have lots of choices, and we'll start with Ron in Marina, California. Ron, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing? Yeah, the movie is
Wait a minute. We have I'm not sure about this connection, but I think you've got it right. Try it again.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Sounds good.
Is
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. We're going to go to the cell phone store. We're going to find a used cell phone and give it to you as a prize so you'll be able to better connect to us next time you call, all right? I'm the governor. I'm 59 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.